you would, open your Bibles to John 3:16. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the elders for allowing me to speak. I appreciate that. I hope that something I say will be encouraging to you this evening. After listening to Brother Evan and Brother David on Sunday, I feel like I've got a tough act to follow, and I appreciate the work that they did. As always, when I get up here, I'm fumbling, but just talk to you a little bit this evening about two words, God's love and God's patience. And I'd like to kind of hopefully I can demonstrate how they go together. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Then if you would open to Romans 5. Verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If we go back to John a minute, to John 15. Verse 13, greater love has no man than this, than one to lay down his life for his friends. If we go to 1 John. John 3, verse 1. See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we would be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. And there's many more verses I could go to. One more, and we'll proceed. 1 John 4, just over from where you're at. Verse 8, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Now, take you to 1 Corinthians 13. And early in my life of studying God's Word, I was told right off that chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians is called the love chapter. Verse 1 beginning. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profiteth me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. And if there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now, faith, hope, and love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. And I read that because I want you to go back and look at verse 4 again. says, first part of that says, love is patient. And when I think about this, you know, we all through our, even as young children, we talk about the patience of Job. And in studying this, I kind of got me to thinking a while back about what was the patience of Job. The patience of Job was love. And that's where patience is rooted, in love. God loves us. He wants us. And it's demonstrated now. His patience can run out. We've seen that in the time of Noah, the time of the kingdoms, when the kingdoms were sent in, when they were sent into exile. We see that. But when we think of those things, like back in the Kings, 1-2 Kings and Chronicles and Samuel, the study we did, look how long the Lord was patient with the children of Israel. Forever and ever and ever. Tried so hard. And what's interesting, whenever they would fall, they would come back, he would accept them. That's love. That's God's patience. And then one thing I found interesting in our study is that after the fall of the northern kingdom, it was 125 years before the southern kingdom fell. God's patience kept on and on and on. And finally it ran out. And all I want to say is that when we talk about Job's patience, he loved God. God loved Job. God presented Job to Satan to try my servant Job. He knew his faith. And Job knew the Lord, even though his friends would tell him, you've done something wrong and God's punishing you. I didn't do something wrong. I've served God. His wife said, curse God and die. Other people could see things, but he had faith, love, and God demonstrated his patience toward him. And he demonstrated patience back. And we got to do the same thing. Patience is something that kind of hard to master at times. As a parent, sometimes we lose patience. And got to get ourselves under control. Because how many times have you seen someone in the grocery store and the child is acting up a little bit and they want to run over and maybe whack the kid? They didn't have much patience, did they? But the point I'm trying to make is, patience is rooted in love. God loves us. And wouldn't you, if you're outside the body of Christ, wouldn't you want to be where somebody's loved and has patience with you? Because we do err and fall short from time to time. Scripture teaches that. We're not perfect. We're made perfect in Christ, but we do err. So his patience is with us. As long as we will come back to him and say, forgive us, Father, we have erred, he will take us back. What kind of love is that? There's no... We love our parents. We love our spouses. We love our children. Many times we've studied things, the Greek words, phileo and agape. We understand what those are. But I think that sometimes in the scripture, and I believe in studying those words, I have no problem with that. But I think the scripture sometimes can be pretty plain without getting too involved. And like I say, when you talk about love and God's patience, nobody surpasses God's love and his patience. We've seen that time and time again. We see it all through the scriptures. The children of Israel would fall away and come back, and he would take them back. And that's the same thing we have. And I would just tell you, if anybody has need this evening, if you're not in the body of Christ, you need to come forward at this time and let us be baptized. And then if you're outside... Or that's if you're outside the body of Christ. If you're in Christ and you have error or something, or you just need prayer to the congregation, make it known while we stand and sing.